with the next episode of The Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me as always is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Awoo! What's up, everyone? Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Likewise, it's a day that everybody's been looking forward to. More on that in a second. Next up, we have on the show, Noble.
Morning.
And last of all, on the panel, we have Stifier.
Hello.
Good to see you all assembled together. So, what is today, huh? What if it's the day that everybody's been looking forward to?
It is technically Saturday for me.
It is technically Saturday for me, too.
Well, in my part of the planet, it is Good Friday.
Indeed. Easter has cometh.
Yes.
Murdered any chocolate bunnies yet?
Nope, because I'm not too keen on chocolate.
I didn't get that many chocolates this year, this sign of time, surprisingly. So, yeah, I didn't really get to wore down any of them, so to use a furry word.
Honestly, I got lucky since the red tulip stuff that I like to buy was on special, which is, like, weird.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, the Easter Bunny didn't come yet, but this is Easter weekend, so I'll see how much chocolate I accumulate over the next couple days.
Yeah, I mean, here, down here in Aussie land, we have the, you know, the Royal Easter Show that rolls down every year. Well, not last year, because you know what happened, but this year.
Oh,
and
very cool.
Shame to say that I have not been to the Easter Show since 2005, like when I was 13. Shocker, right?
Okay. Oh, wow.
So, it's the one thing you look forward to because it's got show bags and theme park rides, theme park stuff, you know, the works.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, like what kind of stuff happens there? Do they have, like, parades and floats and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. But it is, like, it does capture that theme park feel, so.
Hmm. Well, theme park feel. Let's put Jolt in his first suit and put him on a roller coaster.
Give him a basket, give him some purple eggs, and let him go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, throw the eggs off the roller coaster, Jolt. Headshots are 10 points.
Oh, that I like.
Yeah, but I don't
come on, they're a little easy.
I don't think you'd be spreading eggs around, though. You'd probably, like, hoard them all, you know, in, like, a hole in a tree somewhere.
Like, no, actually, I'd have to play you know, a social distancing catch game.
How do
these
you do
days,
that?
Yeah.
I swear this is a normal chocolate egg. I don't know why your head's bleeding when I threw it at you. But yeah, he's either going to hide them in a tree or he's just going to shuffle them all in his gob and hide them in his cheeks.
Take the egg out of the head. All right. So aside from that, though, we must also mention that Easter means something more than just the the eggs and the Easter bunny.
Bank holidays, which mean every chef I feel sorry for you, because I know that pain.
Exactly. Well, 2,021 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I recall correctly, I was told a story when I was a child. Mm-hmm. So Easter used to, they never associated the bunny with Easter. Mm. Yeah. I don't know where this happened, but apparently some kids were out doing an Easter egg hunt from actual chicken eggs that had been hollowed out and painted. And when they were going around trying to find the eggs, a rabbit popped out and ran off. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's how it got associated. Well, the bunny got associated with Easter.
Oh, I just always assumed furries got their hands on it.
Nah, I think there was also another story how you know, the Constantine during the Roman Empire, basically he christened a pagan, you know, one of those pagan feast days to a rabbit god. And just, you know, he did away with the paganism and the idol, but that essentially, you know, around that time just got associated with Easter.
That sounds about right.
So, crazy. I mean, Constantine did great stuff. It's just, I don't know, like, maybe it may or may not have been a disservice if he, you know, but yeah. Whatever, I mean, whatever the case may be, you know, Easter is still very much, you know, important.
It is.
And whatever you choose to believe in, like, whatever Easter, you know, means for you, then yes.
Well, exactly. If you celebrate it from the religious standpoint or not, or if you're a different religion, don't be a dick to other people that are religious. Just, you know, be kind about it.
Yeah, that's really it. I know. No, I didn't really, you know, no chocolate eggs. I mean, but I would imagine, you know, if you go no to the shop, they'd all be sold out.
I'll send you some chocolate in the mail. It might be a bit till it gets all the way down there.
Well, the secret to being able to pick up stuff is if you're in a sort of wide area and you've got lots of little supermarkets, find out where they are. And then after Easter, just simply go in and take a look around because you might be surprised. I know down here, the large ones, they'll run out, but you'll have like your small little takeaway shops. Woolworths is quite big here, so you'll find like small Woolworths where they don't get all that much visits. They'll still have plenty of eggs and plenty of other stuff too floating around.
Plenty of places to do that because they always order in too much, expecting it all to go, then it doesn't. It's similar, like nearly the exact same with Valentine's Day, whenever that is, because I've forgotten again. They always buy in too much chocolates and stuff and then put it on sale the next day.
Which then they're probably selling it at cost.
Yeah.
Maybe still making a profit.
Oh, yeah, most likely. Oh,
definitely, yeah.
All right. So, shall we get started with the main items on the show?
Yes, we shall.
All right, cringy roleplay time. Quote, unquote, asterisks. Notice is your last name. Unquote, asterisks. Oh, whoa, what's this?
You, Jesus. The degeneracy is spreading.
Yes. Noble, want to take it away?
All right. So, in Second Life, what's happened is Linden Labs have decided to allow people to change their last name, which this is really weird because originally you couldn't. Originally, you had a first dot last name, and your last name is something you had to pick. You couldn't actually. You had to choose from a list, and you couldn't really? Choose whatever you wanted. Whereas your first name could be whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. Then they changed it to a single name, and then they also gave you the ability to give yourself a nickname, which could be whatever you wanted, and you could change that at will. But now, what it looks like they've done is they've allowed people to change their last name, which used to be fixed, to a furry term, which is UU or UU.
UWU. UWU.
That was the only option? Wait, what?
Yeah, the two different spellings of UU, but they're both pronounced the exact same.
Oh, goodness.
And to be honest, I would have thought going to the Gay Youth Club in Second Life, I would have found tons of people with that. When I went there this morning, I found nobody with that name. And just so you understand, that club is basically like Furry Central.
Oh, God. Furry Cringe Fest.
If you don't have a good, powerful... If your computer isn't like a decent gaming rig, you're most likely going to crash going there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, the only other place... I went to a place called The Ark, and I found one person. Now, the Ark is an old furry club, and it's been around for an ass long time. And there was one person there with the last name of UU.
Yeah, I guess he just hasn't caught on yet, because what, they recently announced it just in the past couple of days, like on the just right off the back of April Fool's.
Yeah, but this is not a joke, though, apparently.
No, yeah, I people have clear. Actually done this to their username, not to their nickname, which I'm actually surprised.
I mean, they're obviously pandering to furries, which is beautiful.
Well, considering...
I mean, I don't know if it's... It's a double-edged sword, though, like...
For Second Life, furries must be producing a shit ton of income.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at this. I mean, we're on the Linden Labs blog, but let's read their Twitter post.
I mean, I've got an issue with that image.
Like,
because I can't tell if that's a crumpled
up. Because, I mean, they did say, like, they were just doing this in appreciation of our anthropocyphic community. In Second Life, we are releasing two new limited edition last names today. Only available until April 8th.
Okay, well, here's my question, though. Why would they be limited edition? Like, couldn't anyone why would they only have it for, like, a week?
Well, because if it's not limited edition, then they don't get all the degenerate furries rushing in to throw the money at them.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a degenerate furry, do it in a month from now?
It's a carrot and a stick.
Well, exactly. It's not to do it for a month from now. It's like, oh, look, furries, this is so limited. Come and do your shit, whatever, you degenerate bastard.
Well, now I kind of want one.
Oh, if you... That's bad.
Get out.
I mean, said on the thing there, as to you said that you've been on it, you've not seen anyone changing the last name except for like one person. And that's probably because it even said in the last sentence, it costs. Why would you have to spend money to change your name to put three fucking figures on it?
Yeah, right? That's kind of a weird microtransaction.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's people do pay to have their names changed, like some, you know, in some... Depending. Like, depends on the platform. Sometimes they can do it for free, some sites not so much, but yeah.
Well, the question I'd like to ask is exactly how are they going about this?
Let's have a look at the frequently asked questions for the... Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it, but yeah. How much does it cost to change my username?
Holy shit!
What the fuck?
For premium customers, it costs $39.99 to change your username. Basic account holders are not eligible for a username change.
Wait, so you can't even just buy the change of the name. You have to buy premium and then buy your name.
Oh, when I said microtransaction, I guess I meant macrotransaction.
Mm. No wonder you don't see many people with it.
I'm wondering if they have to seriously go in the back end and do something major to this because... Yeesh.
Oh yeah, you'll soon come out a few days later. Oh god, not many furries are actually buying this. Quickly, let's cheapen the price.
Oh, get this though. It says, how often can I change my username? There is no limit to how often you can change your username, but the standard fee will still apply each time. So hell, you can change it 10 times and pay $400. Great, wonderful.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine if Twitter did this? You know, every time people change their names on Twitter... Or like Telegram, charging $40 to do it.
Anytime you want to view a tweet, $5.
Yeah, right? What the heck?
I mean, maybe then it would fix some of the issues.
Oh, here we go. I mean, Joel, can you bring that back up?
Yeah, hang on a sec. Which section were you looking at?
It said, will you reuse any legacy surnames from before name changes become available?
No. All surnames available for name changes will be new. We're not planning to reuse any previously available surnames from the earlier days of Second Life. Sorry.
Yeah,
so it's just a grab for furries to spend money.
The other thing is, it may be a little difficult on their end to change the last name. So they must have figured out some way of doing this, and it's probably not easy. Besides, Second Life is pretty much spaghetti code. I mean, I've heard rumors where they don't even understand or know why the wind blows a certain way in the game.
Jesus Christ.
You know, it's funny. I was about to mention, you know, I had this this going into my head thinking, you know, what's the interplay between Second Life, their two biggest rivals, and the furry community? Like, it's a whole, you know, big mess, isn't it, though? Second Life does this. IMVU buys what is debatably the, you know, the most overrated furry art site, and then and then basically sells it back off.
Yep.
Or whatever. And VRChat. What's VRChat doing?
VR chat is still in beta, as I understand it. And when I looked at the potential cost of using the service after they get out of beta, I'm like, screw that shit.
Well, so even that's increasing as well. Fucking hell. As if the bloody VR equipment wasn't expensive enough.
Well, no, exactly. VR chat itself is free to access, but apparently, during beta, but from what I read, it's, I think, like $100 a year or something.
Jesus Christ.
Well, when I saw that price, I'm thinking, no.
No, thanks. It's definitely not worth that.
No.
Like, what, you have to subscribe to sub to VR chat just to use it for a year?
Apparently. When I see a cost associated with playing a game, I'm like, no. Nah.
I mean, things being what they are, though, the subscription model works in some instances and doesn't work in some other instances.
Well, I can't really comment on this anymore. Thanks, Jolt.
I may have had you subscribe to a certain game, okay.
Second Life. Sorry.
No, I did not Second Life. No, but I've done the whole, I've been there with the whole, you know, subscription to MMOs shindig, even back in my younger years. So, yeah.
But I'd always held the standpoint of, I'd rather just buy the game and play it. I don't want to have to keep constantly paying over and over and over just to play the game. If there's a bonus item in the game that you have to pay a monthly subscription for, fair enough, but to have to pay the game constantly over and over again, that never sat well with me, and now I can just bitch slap a squibble because of what I've done.
Second Life, they've got two tiers, so as it was noticed, free and premium. I've always had a free account. Premiums, however, they do give you certain amount of actual cash to spend in game.
Wait, so you're actually spending like cash in game as if it's like a proper...
Yes. So got their own coinage system where you can either buy it yourself if you've got a free account. If you've got a premium account, they give you, I don't know how much it is, but they give you a certain amount each month as well. As well as if you've got a premium account, you get sort of like your own little homestead. So no, they do actually give you like a place. There's also better support. They're generally more on your side if you've got a if you're paying your money versus having a free account. So there are.
Second Life almost sound like the old PlayStation Hub, that PlayStation Home thing, I think it was.
No, it's more like, you know, those commercials for like Raid Shadow Legends. Like, if you sign up with this account, then they'll give you like 100 gold or something, like in game to use, because you signed up. You know, stuff like that, basically.
No, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this is more a recurring thing. So, say for instance, if you don't want to put any more money into Second Life, then what you pay per month for a premium account, if you give it like a couple of months, you'll be able to easily go out and buy an avatar.
Okay.
Wait, so you actually have to buy the avatar as well?
The avatars, you're given a basic one, and you've got a choice now between some humans and some fairies, but the really old fairies, which just look cringy, to be honest.
Jesus Christ.
And probably with outdated animations too to boot as well, aren't they?
Well, no, not exactly. So you can get your own. Sometimes people will just like give you an animation for free. I know I've done it to people a couple of times. And I've also gotten a bunch for free myself. You can also create your own if you've got, if you can figure out how to use the software. And some of that software is free, some of it's not. I mean, hell, you can use Blender even to make your own avatar. There's like support to do that from other people in game.
Oh, cool.
Think of it like a sandbox, except you've got certain limitations. Like you can't have prims a certain size. They can't be certain. There's a certain size where you can't make them, and then you can't get them smaller. Yeah. The game
sounds like it has a potential, but it's just not really hitting the mark properly or as much as it could.
Well, it was originally. And unfortunately, it sort of started to die off because of, well, other shit that's come along.
Hmm.
But, like, this last name stuff, it really shook me because originally you could not change your last name. That was it. If you wanted to change your username at all, you had to create a new account. All purchases and everything from that account that you originally had is stuck with that account, so you can't switch it over.
And then now, just to add three figures to your name, you have to spend
to switch it out. Isn't it also because some of the furries here in the Raiders got their start on Second Life, and that's what, you know, that's how the last name came about?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, Fox of the Nightfire.
That's Fox's last name in Second Life.
Well, 2007. That's crazy.
Because I think apparently this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is it so that, you know, your last name is connected to the server that you signed on?
There aren't servers. It's more of a name, not a server, but more of a name.
Right.
Wait, I don't have Foxer in my friends list anymore.
But the thing is, though, you get given like a preset list of names. Is that right?
The last name, which is what they're offering to change. Yes, there were preset ones that you couldn't. You couldn't make your own. You had to go with a list originally.
So does it actually cost the company to change someone's name, or is it kind of just something they're telling people to pay for?
In the case of this $40 charge that they're slapping on people, I don't know.
Is it necessary?
This isn't something they've done before.
Yeah, it's weird.
See, the whole reason they brought in nicknames is so that you could have your own nickname. You could change it whenever you wanted to. And that's usually what people see. Mm. Your actual username itself, the last name, that I have not seen before. That, from what I understood, that was like cemented in place. You could not change that. Linden Labs could not change that. So for them to turn around and do this, it's just mind-blowing.
I mean, it's just something so simple, so much, or almost everything else lets you think, well, click name change, there you go, done. No, this time, pay $40 fucking dollars
just
to put a name.
Oh, but don't worry, they said you can do it as many times as you want.
As long as you have the cash to fork out.
Fees will apply.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Alright, so what do you think? Just imagine that just before I close this off, imagine if this bled over into real life and you said, and you went to Zaber, hi, I would like to legally change my name to Owo or Uwu.
Yeah, that's like a $200 charge in my state.
Okay, but that might be worth it, though.
No.
No.
If you're going to try and put that into your real name, fuck off.
Just imagine that eventually if you go off and imagine if you start a family line with that sort of name. Oh my god.
Wouldn't furry fur conventions just be so confusing? We're looking for a Mr. Uwu, Mr. Uwu, a Mr. Uwu, and another Mr. Uwu.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm thinking of Bart Simpson right now calling up Moe's.
Right. Will the real Uwu please stand up and like 10 people stand up? Oh god.
Imagine that too. Imagine what's it gonna say on your drive? You know, on your legal documents, your passport, your driver's license, all that jazz. Golly!
Didn't Elon Musk name his kid like an alien or something?
XAE-12.
Yeah, what the
sounds
heck?
Like a planet.
Yeah, right? Some exoplanet.
I don't know. Eventually people decoded that to Kyle, so I don't know.
Kyle. But did he actually have to come out and say, this is how you pronounce it, because everyone was taking the piss?
What is that, Kyle and like hexadecimal or some shit?
I don't know. Okay. Elon comes up with some weird stuff.
But even then, if people didn't think the fandom was weird enough, look at them furries. What are they doing? Oh, spending $40 to put Uwu in the name.
Joel, that picture I showed, I sent you on Telegram.
All right, Steve. No. I bet furries are gonna do this. I bet a lot of them.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
I found two that did.
Because we're stupid and we spend money on anything. Like, oh, I can have Ubu in my name. Yes, I'll do it.
So you want to have a look at just one example of an Ubu last name? All right, let's do it.
No, the photo, the screenshot I sent you from in-game.
Yeah, you wanna pop this up open? Shall we?
Sure.
If I see some dong, I'm going to slap you.
No, there is none. All right, let's have a look at a sample profile that carries this Ubu thing.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait a minute. What?
What?
So zoom in on the name part, Joel. All
right, Robbie Angel, dearboy.uwu.
Yeah.
That's it, really?
That's it?
I found one person in a club like that, with that name, and I'm like, huh.
Well, let's see, it's only April 2nd, so in a couple days, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah, they've got another 8 date, like another week or so. So, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
A screenshot of like an entire group of people with that last name, I'll let everyone know.
Oh, wait, did I say 8 days? I meant on the 8th.
Yeah.
Whenever it ends. Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. All right. So, let's move on to the next item. Now, if you are a kid, chances are you may have heard of a very popular book series called Captain Underpants. Yes, this was one of the most popular books, you know, even during my kid years.
Yeah, it was for mine. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember back in, like, second grade, I read this.
I never read it.
I'm sure every kid has had to have read that at some point in their lives.
No, because I chose a different kind of books, because these ones never appealed to me, so I read more the horror kind of books.
Right, no, dude, so it was like mandatory reading in school.
Oh, no, we had to mandatory read, but I got to choose what books, series, and stuff I wanted to read.
All right,
let's
check this out.
Captain Underpants publisher pulls graphic children's book because it perpetuates passive racism.
So basically, they're just like, oh, we just saw what happened to Dr. Seuss. We'll quickly do what we can to try not let that happen to us.
What the hell does passive racism mean? How is it? First of all, they're not banning it because it's literally a depiction of a child running around in underwear. No, that's not why. It's because of passive racism.
Let's read this text line here. The book under scrutiny is 2010's The Adventures of Ook and Gluck by Dav Pilkey, who has apologized saying it contains harmful racial stereotypes and is wrong and harmful to my Asian readers. The book follows about a pair of friends who travel from 500,001 BC to 2222, where they meet a martial arts instructor who teaches them kung fu and they learn principles found in Chinese philosophy.
How is that racist?
It isn't.
Like in what way is that even passively racist? Oh,
well,
a culture
I don't know. Has
their own culture. Racist.
Yeah, you learn kung fu from the kung fu master who happens to be from that particular culture.
Yeah, from the Chinese, right?
I mean, so are you going to ban all Jackie Chan movies too? Because what?
So we have hit the point where there is literally no winning because it's racist to say someone from one location is doing their own culture, but it's also culture appropriation for someone in a different culture to do someone else's culture.
Well, you remember the recent weeks things were trending on Twitter, you know, stop the Asian hate and all that stuff. Mm. So this is now them trying to be all virtue signaling for somehow they found racism in Captain Underpants, which is mind-blowing to me. No, they didn't.
Sorry, can we just go back to last week with seeing that Japanese artists put out? Just ignore the people, please.
This reminds me of a scene from King of the Hill, where one of the neighbors is from Laos, and he goes, I'm from Laos, and he's like, is that Japanese or Chinese?
Oh, yeah. I love that character. Oh, he's great.
No, seriously, some people are so dense they can't see of any other Asian countries than either Japan or China. It's like, there is a whole region!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Joel, do you get that at all?
Yeah. Like, all the time.
Yeah, I remember.
Most of the time people ask me, are you Chinese?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, I remember someone in an argument before, because they were somehow talking about, I think, Philippines. I'm pretty sure that's still in Asia, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So they were arguing, no, Philippines is Philippines. Asia's like, you know, like the Chinese.
What?
Whoa, that's, whoa, okay.
It's like, I was just like, so fucking gobsmacked. It's like,
you're like, bruh.
Did you even go to fucking school?
Yeah.
Well, it's people, like, oh,
exactly. Asia is an enormous place. You know, people that are from Iran, they're also technically Asian.
Well, India is in Asia. But people still argue, oh no, India's got nothing to do with Asia. It's not even anywhere near it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know,
I've
something.
Heard that argument before.
You know something? From my own lens down here, I do not call Indians Asians, because I know India. I don't even, like, I only call, like, the Indian and any neighboring country's subgroup. Like, not, I don't even really refer them to Asians. Mm. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I've been guilty of calling Sri Lankans Indians and so on.
Jolt's
oh,
racist.
Yeah. Oh, careful about that.
I mean, people go after these, like, kids' books. But literally just earlier today, I read something. And it was about something that an American had posted on Twitter. Why can't these Native Americans fuck off back to India?
Oh, God.
And
wow.
I was just looking at it thinking, you put that on Twitter to begin with, and how stupid do you have to be to say, Native American, go back to India?
I mean, to be fair, the reason they're called Indians is because Chris Columbus thought he was in India when he landed in Cuba. I don't know.
I mean, the clue's kind of in the name. Native.
Exactly. But yeah, so about... Yeah, there was actually a movie for Captain Underpants. I believe it was either a movie or a TV show. I think it was a movie, a poster that I saw. But so I guess they're going to not read this in school anymore because it depicts a kung fu master, which is somehow racist.
All right,
well, I think so far it's only that book, though.
Yes, Noble?
Just that one.
What exactly does the article state is racist?
Nothing. It just says, you know, all this, you know, the kung fu, the time traveling to kung fu. That's it. That's the wrong and half. Like, nothing. It was just nothing.
Yeah.
Does my head in. Anyway,
it's like it just goes to show that the people try to look for something to be offended about. Like, I can guarantee if you go and talk to anyone in Asia about kung fu, they'll probably like it because you're trying to get into their culture. Or if you ask them, is it racist? They'll look at you confused as hell. This is all the people in the West getting offended for people who are not offended by what you're saying.
Exactly. And this is a trope we see in all kinds of movies and films. Hell, even remember Avatar The Last Airbender, when Aang went to go see Guru Patik, and he was like your stereotypical Hindu monk. He had an accent and everything, and you know, he taught him about chakras and all that spiritual stuff. Is that going to get banned too? Because it's somehow... all of the racism.
I don't know. Like, I think, you know what? You may call me, you know, whatever you want. But I sort of think that with all this thing about Asians, like, I think something is really foul in the air. Like, let's see. First, we had Dr. Seuss. Then we have this, and then we had, you know, we had that crazy ass shooting up in Atlanta, and the fudge is going on.
Well, I mean, God knows
something
what the hell
is really,
happen
you know, something is fucked in the air.
I really want to say something, but I'm just going to say it. Maybe yellow's the new black.
I mean, it has been for a while, especially in universities. There's like affirmative action laws against that stuff, but I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, that's another can of worms. So. But I also must point out, Okay, go ahead, Noble.
So, what exactly is the point to this anyway? I mean,
nothing, right? It's like, just like, you know, canceling and virtue signaling and stuff. Nothing.
I mean, I guess they want to lose money. I don't know. It really doesn't make any sense.
Unless they think it's some ploy to get more. Like, oh, look, we took a look at our own things and we decided this. Come and praise us, give us more money by buying the other books.
Yeah.
Is it some kind of messed up marketing scheme for them or something?
Yeah, I don't know, because like every time companies have tried to do this, people just are there's backlash. I mean, no one likes this.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Seuss. I mean, like no one was offended by Dr. Seuss, but they got rid of that.
Captain Underpants is first and foremost a children's book.
Yeah.
Like, and these people won't even read Captain Underpants.
I mean, and look,
there's nothing racist in it either. They're just, oh my goodness.
The only thing I would ask going forward when it comes to producing media, don't do a Mulan 2020 and try to westernize everything. If you're going to create a film or a movie in another country with their culture, hire people from there. And try to figure out a way of explaining it so Western audiences would understand.
I mean, with that, didn't they even say, like, we're trying to be faithful to the Mulan and stuff and have it to where it is? And
they did. Still
like, turning out wrong anyway.
Oh, I knew you were going to mention that.
Way more accurate.
Anyway. Yeah. I just want to say, If you want the book, The Adventures of Ukon Gluck, you're gonna have to pay a pretty penny. Look at the listings.
Oh my Jesus! Okay,
capitalism at its best.
Well, this is just eBay Australia, man.
Yeah, that's $199, $110. Holy crap!
$117.50, but that's an auction.
I love the auction one.
Yep, that's gonna go up.
$110.
It's over $100 for this is exactly the same thing that happened with Dr. Seuss and the magic cards. Remember when those were banned too? The prices skyrocketed because now they're banned items and now you can't get them. Oh my!
I think
I wonder how long
in a way
take
I just
want to
see what's up with some of these listings too. Like they're probably gonna say, you know, banned product. You know, get them before you know they don't sell them in the shops no more.
Yeah.
That has been professionally filled out, that $200 one.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Well, just check Amazon on here. You can't buy it. It's in hardcover from £65.
Amazon's like your brick and mortar store, except online. Whereas eBay, like the where you go out on the weekends and visit someone's house to pick up shit.
Actually, didn't Amazon completely stop allowing people to even buy and sell the Dr. Seuss boxes? Boxes.
eBay's trying to do that too.
Yeah. It was either eBay or Amazon. I think it was both.
Yeah, eBay. I think it was as well. It stopped it.
Yeah, like you're not even allowed to sell them anymore. I mean, how scary is that? You're not allowed to buy a book? Jeez. That's pretty Orwellian.
Yep.
I wonder if they sell that book too.
Mm.
Or if they banned it.
Might have to try and get our hands on that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, if they're banning all of this, there's something I just have to see if it's.
I don't know, man. It'll become a collector's item where you can just probably like make your return on income by 2, 3, or 4-fold.
So, they're banning Dr. Seuss, they're taking out this, but guess what is still for sale on Amazon?
Oh, I know. The Anarchist Mind Cookbook. Jump. Oh, that too. Right.
Yep.
No, yeah. Please. If you want to read something that shows you the mind of literally a person who's fucked in the head, The Turner Diaries. I barely could make it through a quarter of that book, and then I had to find a YouTube video explaining the rest of it. And even then, I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
How the hell could someone dedicate their life to that? Seriously.
I don't know.
And not to mention that all the stuff in the Turner Diaries is nothing but a meme. Gosh. Anyway. think we're going to segue into this because this segment, this next one is kind of very much on a related field. So you can probably just blitz through this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Television channel in Spain's Valencia refuses to air Dragon Ball due to law prohibiting content that encourages gender discrimination through stereotypes and sexist roles. Now, mind you, this is Dragon Ball Classic. I was first introduced to Dragon Ball Z in the, you know, in the prime period of the 90s. So I never got to watch the classic one.
See, now, I never watched any of them. I know Dragon Ball Z was around a little bit when I was that young. I just saw the look of it and I never liked the look of it.
Okay, so with the Dragon Ball series, you had Dragon Ball, which was the original show, Dragon Ball Z, then you had Dragon Ball GT, and after the Dragon Ball Evolution movie, we got Dragon Ball Super, which is a perfect way to end the series. Now, what a lot of people probably don't realize is that the original Dragon Ball series wasn't really meant for kids.
Oh, I realized that 100%.
Having Bulma stuck in the tree, being up her skirt while she's wetting herself. yeah, that sort of taught me everything I
needed to know about. Like that case in point. Look at how this gun is framed.
They also had a lot more guns. And all kinds of weapons and shit.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
In this article, it even calls it a kid's program, though.
Goku, well, it was made tame for as much as it possibly could for the West. But even then, I mean, sexist? I mean, shit, Goku's wife was, it was an arranged marriage at some point. But she wasn't exactly like that, I'm frail, scared little girl. She can actually kick ass.
Well, I was going to say, I've never seen anything like... the most I've seen about Dragon Ball is people ragging on the movie. But even then, it's like... I've never really seemed to think anything about Dragon Ball trying to make females look anything like they can't match up. I always... Like, anytime anyone's mentioned it, they've always seemed to say that female characters are just as good.
Think about this, though. This is the nation of Spain... banning this because of sexism undertones.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Master Roshi. He was a little more, if I remember, he was a little bit more active.
Okay.
If you watch Super, he becomes more tame-ish, if you want to call that. But he's still a dirty old pervert.
Oh, promiscuous.
I mean, Family Guy has a bunch of dirty old perverts in their show, too. So.
Yep.
I mean, how the Japanese do it is very different to how the Westerners do it.
Oh,
the
whole, definitely. You know,
dirty old perverts.
It's true. Also how they see things. I mean, Hercule is basically an American. That's the whole point of him. The thing is that the original Dragon Ball series, this was started as just another anime. This wasn't... I don't think they originally believed it was going to get as popular as it is today. It's literally worthy now. That's the thing. Dragon Ball series is at the is like one of the top tier shows to, you know, strive for. Back then, this was just another anime, so they weren't concerned about, you know, how Westerners would feel in 2020. They were just like, this is how things are in this era. Let's play to it.
Exactly. Why should they care? You know, do whatever you want. You know, make whatever works for the show.
There was a point in someone made with Goku. Saiyans, which is the alien race he's a part of, they're attracted to strong women. Hence the reason why he apparently actually ends up marrying Bulma. And is it Bulma? Chi-Chi.
Vegeta marries Bulma and Goku gets Chi-Chi.
Yeah, and Vegeta, the only reason why he marries his wife is because, well, she's strong. That's it.
I mean, if that's how their world works, and it all,
I mean, I don't know.
Well,
like,
and good.
Wasn't it once said that Goku only married because he thought marriage was a form of food, and Goku wanted food?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Back when he was a fucking kid.
What?
I haven't
confused me with the series even more now.
Well, you sit down and watch the original Dragon Ball series if you like, and understand that it's rough. At least the tame version of it. Whereas if you watch the uncut version, you're gonna be shitting yourself. I mean, hell, the Dragon Ball Z uncensored. Holy hell, that was insane. I mean, watching Krillin be bounced up and down on one of Frieza's horns on his head, and his little giddy up little doggy, it was like, what the hell?
Are you sure you never see this?
The animation, or are you thinking of something you watched on a certain corn hub?
Uncut Dragon Ball Z episodes when they're on Piccolo's home planet. And Frieza in that giant form where he's got those horns, he impales Krillin on one of his horns and then starts flapping his head up and down. So Krillin's sort of flapping around and he goes, giddy up, little doggy, giddy up, little doggy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Uncut, this series is brutal. Horribly brutal. That's why some Dragon Ball Z episodes are down to like only 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
This is not a cuddly show. This is just raw. It's nuts.
I think my view on Dragon Ball has officially changed.
Yeah, wait till you see the uncut episodes.
Okay, but as crazy and bonkers as this show is, do you think that it should, like, certain episodes or certain series of it should be banned by entire governments because of petty reasons like that?
No. I mean, the thing is, with the Spanish one, they just decided to put in too many regulations and stuff, like, I guess. They put in too many bureaucratic or advisory bodies that say, you know, equal treatment and opportunities for men and women, use of non-sexist language in children and teenagers shows, and, yeah. And the licensing was too expensive for them to afford.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
Because when you put in too many governing bodies in charge, the licensing fees will just go up.
Lame.
So, alas, yeah. It's more of their fault rather than Dragon Ball's fault, because... yeah, you can't really blame the creators of the show.
No, definitely not.
Because, I mean, if they went all this on this stuff, though, I think the weebs would react so very badly to this.
I still think it's hilarious that Frieza is basically a interpretation of a real estate dude that the creator came across. But honestly, watching Dragon Ball Z being cancelled in a country like that, I'm not surprised, to be honest.
It's, I don't know. I guess the Europeans just have different code of views. I don't know about Spanish, but yeah, it's weird.
It is a brutal show. It's the only way to put it.
Yeah, it could definitely get pretty crazy.
Yeah, I never got to see the uncut, so... All right, so one last item to go through. Why PlayStation Store closing on PS3 should matter to you? I mean, just as a dinger, I did want to say I do have a PlayStation 3. Well, did. Just not in my premises. And yeah, I buy a fair amount of games from the digital shop front. So... why are they doing this, you know? Like, I mean, I get it. The PlayStation 3 is, what, 15 years old to this date, roughly?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, don't say that. I remember getting the PlayStation 3 for Christmas. It can't be that old.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, it released in 2006.
So,
ouch.
What I heard about this, the PlayStation Store will not be selling more titles, but you'll still be able to download stuff that you've already purchased.
Yeah.
So I don't see any issue with that then. They don't want to keep up the whole thing to keep working the sales on the PS3 because it's that far gone. There's not that many people bothering with it anymore. They want to look more to the future for the PS4, the PS5, whatever's going to come after the PlayStation 6. They don't need to keep it active. People have bought what they're going to, and even then, they don't discount the store properly. Games that you'd get on the PlayStation 3 store are still full price. Go into a second-hand shop and you'll get it for like £1.
I think what they're doing here is that they no longer want to support updating the PS3. They'd have to constantly upgrade that because of, well, financial reasons. I mean, if you put your credit
card... maintaining servers, all that stuff.
Well, no, maintaining servers isn't a problem. It's the actual hardware itself.
Yeah.
Because if you don't update the security in it, then it's going to be a huge ass vulnerability. And for Sony, it could just be now at the point where the actual people who would be buying is so low that there's just no point anymore.
Yeah, and to be fair, they already have the PlayStation 5 already.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, one more thing I do want to say that's really contributing to this is that the older games are getting, you know, are getting remade, remastered, and such for, you know, upscaled for newer generations.
True.
Yeah. There is one thing I should probably mention is that there's already rumors that a replacement for the Sony or for the PS3 is already like a thing now.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, I'm guessing everything's been ripped off this PlayStation Store and made available for free. I don't know, but...
Wouldn't surprise me at this point.
I mean...
That went with Nintendo. I mean, if you got a modified ROM where it didn't have to authenticate, you basically could go back to online trading through a, you know, your own little web server. It's... How to put it, people with Nintendo figure out a way, and I mean, I'm pretty sure enough people would have documented how the PlayStation Store works on the PS3 and would be able to emulate that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, even then, about Nintendo, didn't they say they're taking Mario off of, like, all the older Mario games off the store? So why is hardly anyone mentioning anything about that? But everyone seems to be mentioning about how the PS3 store is closing down.
That's an interesting one, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Don't know why.
I actually didn't hear about it. I guess just more people are talking about PlayStation in general. I haven't heard anything about that.
Nintendo thing, yeah. I mean, also, another thing that you want to highlight with this as well... the PlayStation Classics, you know, in PS3 we were introduced to the classics where, you know, they just ported over the PS1 titles so you can digitally have them on your PS3's hard drive.
Mm.
And the portable handhelds as well. And what does this mean? Like, I don't know if they were also carried over so you could play them on PS4 because they don't have backwards compatibility, I don't think. They're trying the whole, you know, PlayStation, you know, streaming service for backwards compatibility, but
yeah, I think there were two versions of the PS3 when it came out. One of them did have backwards compatibility for the 1 and 2. The other one didn't.
Yeah, because something had gone a bit wrong with the... I can't remember what it was, but something had gone a bit iffy with it. So they had to release the other one, which took out the backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I still remember when the PS3 first came out because I still remember my favourite game, which was the first game on PS3, Resistance.
Oh, yes.
I miss those games. Great.
That was made by Insomniac, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I can't actually remember who it was made by, but...
Yeah.
I think it was definitely Insomniac.
because I remember my first game for PS3 was Ratchet and Clank, Future Tools of Destruction.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I was a late adopter myself because my brother and I, we got it in like 2010, 11. And Resistance was also one of the first games we got playing on the PS3.
Yeah, it was great.
Resistance was usually the first one you got because I think it was the first game on PS3 when it launched. So, and usually any time you bought a PS3, it came with Resistance.
It
was the best. I loved it. Even Resistance 2 was brilliant. Played it constantly.
Right. So, Yeah. So, a lot of the classics too, you know, we had Klonoa, Dino Crisis, they got ported over to the digital store, so yeah, probably won't you have, I don't know, like, the thing is, when PSN came out, they gave, you know, a gateway so people could buy games digitally without needing discs, like, smaller scale titles and such.
Yep.
And now it's like, you know, yeah, what does it, like, and only, like, those smaller games, like, they're all digital only, so, you know, if you can't get them anymore, well, you can't get them anymore.
So, it would be better if they did what Xbox have done. Xbox have always kept the backwards compatibility, and as they've moved on, they're still having it. They're still trying to bring more things forward. PlayStation's just like, oh, no, we're just going to leave it. If you enjoyed it, well...
Microsoft's Xbox thing hasn't been great in this regard either. Like, they're not, you know, 100%
innocent.
It's not
been great, but it's still something.
Right. Like, for case in point, I mean, Forza Horizon on Xbox, like, when it reached the end of life and, like, a couple of years on, like, they delisted it from the shop, from the Microsoft store, so you can't get them anymore. So you have to physically buy a used copy if you want to play it on your Xbox One.
Might wait.
So, I mean, I don't know, Xbox is not 100% innocent in all of this, either.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least they still have the backwards compatibility. They're still bringing the things forward for people to go back and play, whereas PlayStation seems to just be getting rid of it. You enjoyed this? Tough. You wanted this? Go fuck yourself. Because, I mean, I've still got... a game that I can still play on my Xbox now is the Edgy Hedgehog game. I've still got that from when I was a kid.
Oh, nice.
That's a game I'll never get rid of because it was one of my favourites. But it's like, that's why I'm starting to like Xbox that much more than PlayStation now, is because they're at least still trying, they're still providing something more, whereas PlayStation just seems to be dropping off.
Here's another meme for you, just... Sony kills the PlayStation Store for PS3, PS Vita, and so on. Why won't people stop pirating? Or, for the matter, you know, using emulators.
Yeah.
Look, the way I see it with copyright, the second a company decides that they're going to cease supporting material, that's it. You can kiss that goodbye. This is the reason why I dislike what Nintendo did by turning around and going after emulators. It's like, you know, if you're going to do it yourself, you should be selling it at least in the West is, well, hey, you can support us and we'll provide you, you know, well, instead, no, we're just going to rent it. Nintendo went about it the whole way wrong. It's psychotic.
Yeah, totally.
Besides, you want to know the best thing about Sony? There were two things. First one, they released, I believe this was Sony, they released a CD which had malicious software installed, which would disable antivirus, firewall, and all that sort of shit when you put the CD, audio CD, into someone's computer, but it only worked on Windows. Mm-hmm. A week of getting lambasted by the community, and Sony apologized, recalled the discs, and then put out another one without the software on there. But the other thing is, at one point, they were celebrating the fact that they were selling the most DVD burners and yet complaining that people were pirating their movies.
Oh, wow. What the hell?
Oh, get your marketing in order, Sony. I mean, good.
My goodness.
Oh, look, when you stop supporting a platform that you created, don't complain when people start pirating on it. Really.
Yeah,
just
And then stop bragging about selling them tools to actually do it.
Understand.
What?
People still like your hardware and they still want to play the old stuff. Play on that. Use that and try to coax people into buying the new hardware, buying the new games and everything. Don't turn around and just...
Yeah, I know.
On nostalgia, but they don't.
Yeah, sorry. Nostalgia is just a hard thing to, you know, people will always want.
I've got a Pokemon Red cartridge in my hand right now that's right next, that's kept under this laptop. And I haven't played it for about a year now, but I mean, I still have the original hardware and I still like to play emulators occasionally.
Well,
even
that's something. They brought them back on the 3DS so you can get the old original Pokemon games.
Yes, they did, but they also downloaded a lot of them from the emulator sites.
Yeah. So they kind of took a step in the somewhat right direction. They tried, but at least it's still there and it's easily accessible. So they saw that people still want these older games and they still brought them forward.
All right.
Yep.
So, looks like we've come to the end. What do you think? What do you guys think this week? Interesting, but, you know, fun, crazy, or just outright, you know, money's the name of the game here.
Well, I mean, clearly with the Second Life thing, money's definitely the aim. There's really no point why you need to charge that much just to let people know that, oh, look, I'm a degenerate. Not only am I a degenerate furry playing this, acting like this, I also spent $40 to put Uwu in my name.
I honestly was expecting $5 to $10 for that. Not 40.
Yeah. And
something that I just think will be hilarious is as Sony shut down the store.
I just think it'll be hilarious when somebody goes to their registries and changes their real life name to Uwu.
You know what? Let's start a petition now. Vera, you've got to.
Oh, well? What? Who?
I think you could just probably do that at your local, you know, at the local registry office or whatever.
Vera's going to have to now.
I already have a last name, though. It's Nova.
No. You're going to have to go ahead and officially, legally change
your name. Hey, Vera Uwu.
Vera, oh, God, no.
Oh, no, I mean in real life.
The tongue well.
He's got to walk into work and then be like, I've changed my name. Well, what is it? It's Uwu Uwu.
Yes. And you can't just say it. You can't be like, oh, are you Mr. Uwu? No, it's Uwu.
Oh, God.
Joel, I sent you a screen grab from Second Life, that giant white wolf. Can you bring that up?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Give me a second. Yeah,
when you're regarding the Sony store stuff, I would piss myself laughing if, as they disabled the store, they accidentally didn't realize they messed up and disabled every single Sony store and took it off the PS4. And
I
PS5
mean, given
store.
Sony's track record, I mean, they might just be doing that. It might just be a possibility that could happen.
Yeah.
From what I've read about the Sony store, they're not completely canceling it and removing it. They are still putting something back in place where people who already purchased stuff can still download it. That's a very good positive. Instead of just turning around and doing what Nintendo did, and that's just shut it off and that's it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right. So what's this you want to show?
So that is my feral wolf in Second Life.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so big.
That thing has so many different mods for it, free and packed, made by tons of other people. You can do a lot with it. The problem is,
very cool.
Like, how much is it? I think it's like 3,000 lindens. How much is that in? It's about $20 Australian to buy that, but you own it permanently.
not a cheap thing, but hey.
The upgrades are also free for the most part. Mm-hmm. But cool. It's just like one purchase. That's also sold by someone else, not by Linden Labs. Whereas this $40 thing, that's a completely insanity.
Well, so didn't you say that the had like the selected surnames before? They took it off. Well, what if they completely mess up and then take it off again? Oh, I've just paid $40 for it. Like, where's it gone? What's happened?
What I understand, they removed the last name thing, and that was it.
Hmm.
That was it. They, from what I understand, they don't intend to bring it back. This looks like it might be only something temporary.
Yeah.
But still, $40 for a last name. And what? Literally, do they have to send someone into the server room and to type it in manually?
Yeah.
It's kind of a scam.
They've got to buy a drone, fly the drone through the window just to unlock the door, just so someone can walk in wearing a full golden suit just to type in Uber.
Yeah. All right. So, anybody else want to say, throw in any more closing statements?
No, I just hope everyone enjoyed this episode as much as we did, and it was super fun, and we'll see you next week, I guess.
Oh, most definitely. And last of all, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms later on, so you'll never have a shortage of places to find them. Aside from all that, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Later.
See ya. Bye.